Morning, we want to look at a lesson. I think, I meant to say, be sure and be here tonight. Come for the get-together we're going to have for food and all, and they're going to honor Linda. They said they wasn't honoring me, they were going to honor Linda. And I said, sounds good to me. Go for it. I try to honor all I can. I think she's important. She is around my house. She's going, he said that? Did he say that? Oh, yes. We're going to be looking at a lesson this morning that is so important. But be sure and come tonight if you can. I know the weather's bad. That may keep some away, but that's okay. If you can't come, that's all right. Just do the best you can. We're going to talk about something this morning that I think is so necessary. We live in a world where you've got 50,000 things to do every day. I mean, you have to make lists. I've already told you I make my list on Sunday night, and then I make another one on Monday morning and another one through the week as to what I've got to do to try to accomplish the things that I need to accomplish. And the older I get, the more I need the list. If I can just remember where I put the list, I'll be okay. That's my problem nowadays. But we've got so many things that are important for us to do, so many things that are urgent for us to do. And you know, those urgent things are those things that you feel like you can't put off that you need to do. But they're also those things that are important. That means those things that are better than just the urgent things that really need to be done. And so we want to look at that this morning, and hopefully in this we can see some things that can help us in our lives, that we can make a good judgment. And that's what we're talking about. We have to make judgments about what things need to be done and when they need to be done. And so we have, and sometimes it's a dilemma. I don't know about you making decisions. Is it easy for you to make a decision? Is it easy for you to decide something? For some people, it is so easy. For other people, it is so hard to figure out exactly what to do. And then when we get through making those decisions about what we're going to do, we forget and we think, wait a minute, I forgot this, I forgot that. Now what are we going to do? And so then we feel bad about ourselves. What we have to do, and I'm not saying that this sermon is going to take all that away, but what we have to do is to sit down and look at things and make some decisions on what we need to do. And maybe we need to put by one urgent and another important. And so we want to talk about that today. You know, you come into the church and you see so many things that need to be done. Physical things. This room needs to be painted. This carpet needs to be cleaned. This needs to be done. That needs to be done. And you see all those things. And if you're that A personality where you got to get in and just do things, you know, you don't get to church right on time. You get to church 2 hours early. I mean, you're there. And you know, you can't understand why people can't do that. So it drives us crazy, but that's all right. Don't worry about it. We were already down the road anyhow. But that A personality where you would just want to jump on everything, you know. You see something and, boy, you want to go do it. But you start looking around and you say, well, I can't do all this and I can't do that and I can't do that. And if you're not careful, it makes you discouraged. Don't be discouraged about it. You're never going to be able to get everything done. There's just not time enough. And there's not maybe talent enough that you have to be able to do that. But we have to try to do some of those things. And you know, as the church grows, there's a lot of things that has to be done. More teachers are needed. Bigger classrooms, this, that, and the other. All those things have to be thought about. And thought about how we're going to solve those problems. But not only that, you get up and you go to work. And you got things you got to get done at work. You got time things that you got to get done. This has to be done. That person needs to be called. This program needs to be started. This one needs to be ended. And you got those things that you have to deal with. And it makes life so difficult for you. But not only that, then you come to the home and you think there about all the things you got to do at home, you know. A wife that works maybe outside the home, and most women do nowadays, nothing wrong with that. If you take care of your home, nothing wrong with a man working outside the home if he takes care of his home. Both of them are under the same obligation for that home, not just the woman. Understand that. But you've got those things that need to be done, and you come in and you say, you know, I hadn't dusted in 3 or 4 weeks. And I'm going to tell you, leaf blowers are the greatest things in the world when it comes to dusting. It moves the pictures a little bit, but, you know, gas smell is in the house for an hour or two, and if you open the doors, it goes out. Then I said, don't tell people that. They'll think you do it. I said, oh, I shouldn't have done that. But, you know, we've got all those things that need to be done. Food, you know, you got kids that want to eat. You got a husband that wants to eat. You got a wife that wants the garbage taken out. And you got all these things and you're trying to figure out, okay, what do I need to do? And you can't get them all done. Do you feel that frustration in you? In trying to make a decision on what you should do, which way you should go, what you should try to accomplish, what you don't need to be fooling with right now, and what is so important that you can't put it off. And you've got to do it. Now, we've got to be those people that we have Jesus Christ as the number one thing in our life, and the number one thing is going to help us to be the right kind of people and do the right kind of things. The Lord wants us to do so much, and He is encouraging us to accomplish those things and to do those things. Now, look at this. Jesus is going to Jerusalem. And this is the passage that read you're hearing a while ago, because Jesus is going by Martha and Mary and Lazarus' house. Now, nothing is said about Lazarus here. He may have just been, he wasn't involved in the story, so the Lord left him out. But here, he's going by their house, and he's going to stay there for a little bit. Don't know exactly how long, maybe overnight, maybe not. And he's going to come into that house, and he's going to bring with him not only 12 disciples or 12 apostles, but he's going to bring in another entourage of people that's going to be there. They were women and other men that followed around and went with them. They may have been 25 or 30 people there. Now, husbands, if you want to endure yourself or endear yourself to your wife, invite 25 or 30 people to come over for supper one night this week, and then go home and say, "Oh, by the way, hon." And then run as fast as you can and hope she's not able to catch you. But here these people come in. They've been walking. Their feet are dirty. They've got to be washed. They need food. Food was not something where you said, "Hey, run down to Kentucky Fried Chicken and get us 2 buckets. We need it. Jesus is here today." Now, we've prayed that back here in the back and done it sometimes, hadn't we? But that time... At that time, what you had to do is to prepare that food, and it took a while to do it. It took a while to cook it. It took going out, getting water. Water was maybe not just there in the house. Maybe they had to go down to a creek or a pond or something to get water. Somebody had to do that. So here's Mary, or Martha. She is the one that is that A-type personality. She's ready to get things done. You always want to get her on your team trying to prepare stuff, trying to get stuff ready, because she'll jump in. She comes to church, and they've got food back there. She's back there heating that stuff, putting it out, doing all this, getting all this work done, accomplishing all these things, and getting all of this done. She's doing all those things. Well, that's the kind of person she is. So she jumps in and she starts cooking. I can just see her there telling on a servant, "Go get the water. You get over here and get this flour mixed, and you get the dough going, and you start kneading that bread. And you go out and build a fire, and you start getting that thing." And she's giving orders to all these people, and she had a lot of servants. So here's all these things that she's involved in. And then all of a sudden she thinks, "Where's my sister at? She needs to be in here helping us. She needs to be in here trying to help us to be able to accomplish this job, because Jesus has to be fed. He's got to be." You ever felt like that, ladies? "I've got to get this meal done fast, because they're going to be, that husband of mine invited the preacher home to eat with us today. And I got to get this food cooked. I got to get things done. I got to work all." And you just, almost you get frustrated. And maybe if you like at our house, your husband goes in and sits down and doesn't do a thing. And you're wanting to say, "Why don't you get in here and help just a little bit?" And he's sitting there and he don't understand why she's in such a tizzy about all this stuff. But here is Martha. She is saying, "Where is my sister at?" But she keeps on working. And the more she works, the more frustrated she gets. "Where in the world is my sister at? What is she doing today?" And she looks out there. There she is, sitting down, hearing Jesus teach. And she thinks, "It's great to do that, and I wish I could do it. But I got to get this other stuff done." So she had to make a choice. Now, her choice was that she thought the most important thing was to get this food prepared. Now, we're going to see that her sister thought that listening to Jesus was more important. And this is the story here. And it's a great story for us to look at. for us to decide sometimes those things that are urgent and those things that are the most important things that need to be done, because you can't do everything. There's no way you're going to be able to accomplish that. So what you've got to do is to look at those things and make a good choice. See, our problem is when we make choices, it troubles us and it bothers us. Maybe we think we've got to do all of this and we can't do it. What we've got to do is to realize we have to make those choices according to things that are going to hopefully help us to be better spiritual people. God wants us to make choices that's going to help me to grow as a Christian, to help me be the kind of Christian that's going to help other people to be able to see the glory of God and to see God's servants working so that they can do that too. And there's a lot of things that need to be done in the church. Now you just think about it. There's a lot of people that need to be visited. There's a lot of people that they need to be taught the gospel. There's a lot of people. I mean, you know, we need teachers for the classes. You have to have that if you've got children in the classes. You've got to have those things. Those people have to be there. But you've got people that are hurting sometime. We mentioned for several weeks we've had not many people sick. We've got about three or four people in the hospital in Huntsville tomorrow. They're going to all have surgery, it seems, tomorrow. So, you know, we got to visit those people. How are you going to get to do all that? Some of you are saying, hey, I work. I can't go. Well, that's true. Some don't. But there's a lot that are able to do it. But then we've got other things we think we've got to do. So what we're talking about here is look at those things that are going to be not urgent to do, but those things that are important that need to be done. And just like we come here, we've got to have classes. We've got to have teachers. Those teachers have to be ready to go. They have to be ready to teach. And we have to have that because students are coming in. We're going to have them as a part of that. So they've got to come in and be a part of that. So here, all these things need to be done. How do you make the right choices? How do you do that? How do you decide what is really, really important to do and what just we can do? That's the thing we're talking about today. How do you do that? You know how you do it? You look at the thing that needs to be done, the thing that needs to be done, and you say, is this going to give glory to God? Is this going to help me to be a better child of God? Is this going to help me to expand the gospel to other people so that they can hear it? Is it going to do that? Or is it something I want to do because I want to do it? Now, I know we've got a lot of things to do. You can't do it all. I don't care how good you think you are. You can't do it all. So you have to sit down sometimes and look at it. And maybe you need to sit down and make a list of those things and see what really needs to be done. Here you got people in the hospital. Are you going to go visit them? Well, I've got this food to prepare. I've got this to do. I've got a house to clean. I've got to dust, you know. You can write your name on the tables. So I've got to do some of that. But what's going to help God's people? What's going to show to people that God loves them? And it may be that we let those things go and we go off to visit somebody in the hospital. Or maybe it's one of the women, and you're looking, and you've got a pile of white clothes over here. You've got a pile of colored clothes over here, and you've got a dishwasher. Our dishwasher. Don't put them in the dishwasher, okay? You got a washing machine. I'd put them in the dishwasher myself. You got a washing machine, and you got But then you want to go visit somebody, or maybe it's a Monday night, and it's time to go to the jail. How are you going to do all that? Which one of those do you decide? You know what that is. You know those decisions you've got to make. So what we do is we need to decide things that are going to help us to be a better child of God, things that are going to help others to be drawn closer to God. We've got to do that. Now, here, Martha had a problem. Now, she probably thought Jesus is one of the men that has always paid attention to what needed to be done. And maybe he's always been cognizant of what other people have to do. But on this occasion, she thought he's not. And so she goes down in verse 40 and she says, Lord, aren't you going to tell my sister to come and help? Aren't you going to tell her what she needs to do? Some people say, why did she go to the Lord? Well, he's the leader. He's the one that she thought would always think about what was needed in others. Boy, wouldn't you love to be that kind of person? That somebody thought you were the one that cared for them. That you were the one that was looking out on those things that really were important to be done. Not just little things that should be done, that are urgent things, but things that should be done. So she said to Jesus, don't you see my sister? She's sitting over here and I'm working my fingers to the bone up here. Would you tell her to come down and help me? Lord, listen to this. Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? You ever felt like that? I'm the only one doing anything. I'm the only one that's working. The rest of these people are not. Well, understand, you may not see everything. You may not know everything. And they may have made a choice to do something else that may be at that urgent thing. Or they may be doing an important thing in their life. So here, she's willing to say this to the Lord. She thinks that the thing she's talking about, preparing this food to feed these people, is more important than listening to the Word of God. But now, listen to what Jesus has to say. Jesus is saying to her, wait a minute. You need to think just a little bit. You need to think about things that are important and things that are necessary. Now I want you to see, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. Sound like us? We got so many things on our mind. We got so many things that we know we need to do that we want to try to accomplish, but we can't get all those things done. Listen, she was thinking about things that were good to do. These people had to eat. And fixing for that many people was going to take a lot of time. But Jesus said that your sister has chosen those things that are more important. But one thing I need, and Mary has chosen, but one thing that you need, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. A meal is a meal. It's going to last for just a little while, and then you're going to be hungry again. This knowledge that she was going to gain from Jesus was so important. And maybe Martha didn't know that this was the last time she was going to get to see Jesus alive, probably, except maybe through the trial if she was there. That he was going to Jerusalem and he was going to be treated bad and he was going to be executed there. She didn't know it was the last time she was going to get to talk with him. And maybe if none of this had come up, she might think a little bit later, you know, I wish I'd have been out there and heard Jesus instead of prepared this meal. I wish I'd have heard what he had to say, because what he had to say was very important. Because he knew he was going to die. He knew what was ahead. Boy, I wish I did sometimes, don't you? How many people would we like to say, you know, let me just tell you, I've seen people at funerals say, I wish I'd have went to visit my mama. I wish I'd have went to visit my daddy. I wish I'd have done this. I wish I'd have done that. Now, this sermon's not going to solve all those problems. But what I want you to do is to look at the things that are really, really urgent. We need to do them. But also those things that are important, that really, really need to be done. Those things that are going to glorify God. Those things that are going to help us to be a better Christian. Those things that are going to help us to be those people that are going to live a more faithful life. Oh, Martha, you're worried about a lot of things that don't make a lot of difference. Look at what we're worried about. Look at what we spend our time worrying about. Oh, we worry about work, we worry about job, we worry about the home. And maybe we need to be concerned about the Lord. And maybe that would help us with our worries, to take them away. To eliminate those worries that we have, to eliminate those things in our life that would destroy us. Now, I want to look at just a few observations here. We need to recognize that sometimes doing what is urgent distracts us from doing what is important. How many times have we thought, you know, when Gary comes through and says, daily Bible readers, how many times have we thought, you know, I wish I could raise my hand, but I didn't read the Bible this week. And we feel bad about that. But then Monday morning we forget about it. Now if you're like me, write yourself a note. And get in a habit of maybe reading the Bible. I don't know whether you want to do it early in the morning or whether you want to do it late at night or whether you want to do it on your lunch break or whatever. But read that Bible. Find out what it has to say. It may be more important than that television program that you're going to look at. And I'm persuaded it probably is. But we spend a lot more time looking at television and looking at those things. Listening to records and records. Boy, that's aged, isn't it? Listening to your iPad and all that other stuff that's, we don't know, us old people don't know how to work. We listen to those things. What we might need to do is to listen at the Bible a little bit and what it has to say. Listen at that word. So what we've got to do, Jesus didn't condemn what Martha was doing. He didn't say, you know, it's wrong for you to do that. It was not wrong for her to fix that food. It was not wrong for her to be thinking about that. But she just made a bad choice. At the thing, she chose to fix a meal, and I'm sure it was a great meal. But what about hearing the words of Jesus Christ? Isn't that more important? Isn't that a greater thing to do? So we've got choices to make. And those choices are not always easy. And so we've got to understand that. We've got to understand the choices that God wants us to make. We've got to understand that sometimes we think what is so important and so urgent may not be that important, may not be that urgent. What's important is what God is trying to help us to understand. What's important in our life is growing up spiritually and not just physically. What's important in our life is finding those things that will help us to be drawn closer and closer to God, and the things that will help us to draw others closer to God. Those are so important. And they're so necessary in the world we live in today. For our own good, for our own life, that we can do that. In the case of Martha here, Mary was sitting and listening. And she had made a good choice, the Lord said. She had made a better choice than Martha had, because she chose the spiritual and not just the physical. She chose those things that were going to help her to love the Lord greater and to know more about the Lord. And that's what we've got to choose. We've got to choose those things in our life that are going to help us to be better spiritual people. And if we look at it that way, we might make different decisions. We might make decisions that would help us in a greater way to do more things for the church, for the Lord, and we might feel better about our own selves. And thirdly, what is important? It's what is important to God and not to us. We can use a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of energy doing a lot of things. But the little bracelet the young people wore years ago, what would Jesus do? I think it was a very significant thing for us to realize. What would the Lord do? How would the Lord handle the things I've got to do in my life? And maybe our life might be a lot different if we made those choices. And if we thought about what would the Lord have me to do? Not just what do I want to do, but what does the Lord want me to do? Now, I hadn't told you today how to solve all the problems. I hadn't told you today exactly what choices you need to make and how you need to make those choices. I don't know. I'm still struggling with that myself. But make a choice that will help you to be a better Christian, a better child of God, a better servant of God. Do those things that are going to benefit you and benefit those about you, your family and your friends and other people. Help them to see that you've made the good choices. And you've made the choices that are going to help you to serve God in a greater way. And then you know what? We can sit back and look at it and say, you know, I didn't get the house dusted, but I read 2 chapters of the Bible. I didn't get the car washed, but I studied the Scriptures for 30 minutes a day. I'm not saying you need to spend all your day doing that. But we need to spend some of it. We need to. If you take that little it really comes up to be a lot over a period of time. So use a little time, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, that you're reading the Scriptures or you're studying about the Bible and some of the things that you need. Or maybe you're visiting somebody or letting somebody know that you love them and you care for them. You do those things. You make the right kind of decisions. Not just the urgent decisions, but the important decisions that need to be made in your life to draw you closer to God. Now, conclusion of the lesson. Think about your life. Think about the decisions you made. Have they been good ones? Well, yes, some have. But no, some have not. You can't go back and wipe them out. But you can repent and do better. You can draw yourself closer to God and be ready to make those good decisions in the future where you can look back at your life and say, you know, I didn't do everything I wanted to do, but I did the things that were the most important. I guess if you're going to have a bucket list, studying the Word of God and following God is one of the greatest things to add to it and growing closer to God. So if you have sin in your life that you want to repent of, we want to pray with you and for you. If you're not a Christian, we want to plead with you to become a child of God because that is necessary. That is one of the most important decisions you'll make in this life. And it'll change your life, not only here, but it'll change it in eternity too. So please, decide to serve God. Make that decision today because it's important, not just urgent. It is urgent, but it's really, really important that you do it. Please come right now as we stand and as we sing.